Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and it is Zeis Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah. It is Erev Shabbos Miketz, and Mishnah Yomi is in chapter 14 of Yevamos, Yevamot, Mishnah number Gimel. Shnei Achin Chershim. What if there are two brothers, and both of them are in the Cheresh category? They are deaf and they are mute. They're not able to communicate. Their marriage is on a rabbinical level, as we will see. Nisuin L'shtei Achayot Chershot. They're married to two sisters, who are also both deaf and mute. O l'shtei achayot pikhot, or they're married to two women who are able to communicate. O l'shtei achayot, or they're married to two sisters. Achat chereshet, achat pikachat, and one of them is in the deaf-mute category, and one of them is not. Now the Mishnah adds the opposite case from the woman's perspective. O l'shtei achayot, or there's two sisters, chershot, they're both deaf and mute. Nesuot l'shnei achim pikim, and they got married to two normal, communicative men, o lishnei achin chershin, or to two cherish men. That's the same case as the first one the Mishnah listed. O lishnei achin, or they married two brothers, and echad cherish echad bikeach, and one of them is communicating, and one of them is not. Hare elu, behold, all of these cases, beturot min achalitza min a yibam. There's no chalitza, there's no yibam. If one of these brothers dies without children, then his widow goes out with no chalitza and no yibam. The reason being, in all of these cases, the marriage involves a cherish, a deaf mute, and it's a rabbinical level marriage. So there's a rabbinical mitzvah of yibam, but there's also a rabbinical marriage to the sister. So it's the wife's sister who's falling to yibam to the surviving brother, and of course that's an iser erva, and it does not allow a mitzvah of yibam. And since it's an erva, going way back to chapter 1, we do not even need a chalitza. She can go and get remarried. Now, the Mishnah has the corollary, im hayu nochriot. If it was not two sisters, but it was two unrelated women, yichnoisu, then he has to marry her in yibam, meaning the surviving brother must marry his brother's widow in yibam. The reason being, if he's a cheresh, or she's a chereshet, as all these cases are, then we can't do it. As we learned in the chapter about chalitza, a cheresh cannot give a chalitza or receive a chalitza. So the only real option here is to marry the widow in yibam, v'imrotzu lehotzi yotziu. And then if after that they want to get divorced, they can go ahead and end the yibam marriage that way. Let's go on to Mishnah Dalit, similar situation. Shnei achim, there's two brothers, echad cheresh, echad pikeach. Now one of them is deaf-mute, and the other one is communicating and has full das, according to halacha. Nisuim l'shtei achayot pikhot, and they're married to two women who are both normal functioning. Met cheresh, the one who is deaf-mute brother, passed away without children. Bal pikachat, he's the husband of a functional wife. Ma yaseh pikeach, bal pikachat. What does the surviving brother do, who's married to the pikachat woman? Teitzei mishim achot isha. She goes out without yibam or chalitza, the widow goes out to marry anyone she wants, with nothing, because that's the sister of his wife. And that's an erva, and it does not allow for the mitzvah of yibam, and not even chalitza is needed. Now the Mishnah goes on, met pikeach bal pikachat. But what happens if the pikeach brother, the normal communicative brother, he passes away without children? Ma'aseh cheresh bal pikachat. What does his brother, the cheresh, do? Now even though this cheresh is married to a functional, normal, communicating woman, it's the rabbinical marriage because he's a deaf-mute. Motze ishto beget. So Nebuch, he has to divorce his first wife with a get. Eishet ochi v'sur le'olam. And the wife of the widow of his deceased brother is stuck. She is forbidden to be married. He can't do a yibam with her because that's his wife's sister, at least his derabbanan wife, still a wife's sister, still an erva. And he can't do chalitza because he's a cheresh, a deaf-mute, unless he gets, some sort of procedure or improvement or a healing. As long as he's a cheresh, he can't do chalitza either. So that he doesn't have a way to cancel out the zika and to allow her to marry someone else. The Mishnah says, what about shnei achin pichim, two normal brothers, nisuim l'shtei achayot, and married to two sisters, achat cheresh, achat bikachat. One is a deaf-mute, and one is normal. Actually, let's pause it there. I've just realized that this Mishnah Dalit is one huge Mishnah until the end of the Perek, but they actually break this up. The Mishnah Yomi program breaks up Mishnah Dalit, as some of the other readings do, as the Kahati points out, into sub-Mishnayos. So the case of Shnei Achin Pichin We're actually going to cover in tomorrow's Limud. So Baruch Hashem, stay tuned. Preview of coming attractions here. Happy the rest of Hanukkah. Good Shabbos. Zagizont.